This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Senior leader Balendra Shah, selected as parliamentary party leader of Rashtriya Swatantra Party. Newly elected members of the House of Representatives Nepal take oath of office and secrecy. And dozens dead in Bangladesh as passenger bus plunges into Padma River. Now the news in detail. Balendra Shah Balan has been elected as the parliamentary party leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. A central committee meeting of the party held today unanimously elected Shah as its parliamentary party leader. A proposal was presented by RSP chairperson Ravi Lamichhane to elect party senior leader Shah as the parliamentary party leader in a meeting. RSP spokesperson Manish Shah said the proposal was passed unanimously. Newly elected members of the House of Representatives took the oath of office and secrecy today. Senior member Arjun Narasimha Kesi administered the oath of office and secrecy at a ceremony held at the under-construction Parliament building in Simhadarbar. Kesi took his own oath before President Ramchandra Borel yesterday. After the ceremony, the newly elected MPs were presented with the Federal Parliament logo by the Parliament Secretariat. Of the total 275 House of Representatives members, more than 63 lawmakers took the oath in their mother languages at the ceremony. Senior most House of Representatives member Arjun Narasimha Kesi administered the oath to all the members. According to assistant spokesperson at the House of Representatives, Ananta Prasad Koirala, initially 62 lawmakers had registered their names for oath taking in mother language. However, the number grew later, suffixing the actual number of the language used for solemn declaration as the House of Representatives member is going on, he added. Meanwhile, spokesperson of the Federal Parliament Secretariat Ekraj Giri said Robin Mohato, who missed the swearing-in ceremony organized at Simhadarbar-based Parliament building on Thursday afternoon, took the oath alone. In the House of Representatives election held on the 5th of March, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party secured 182 seats, the Nepali Congress won 38 seats, the CPN-UML obtained 25 seats, the Nepali Communist Party got 17 seats, the Shram Sanskriti Party won 7 seats, and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party secured 5 seats. Vice President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Dr. Swarnim Wagle, has said the government's priority now will be good governance and economic restructuring. Attending the oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected member of the House of Representatives today, Dr. Wagle expressed the view that the priority of the upcoming government is to ensure good governance along with quality reconstruction. Leader of the Nepali Communist Party, Barsaman Poon, said they will play a role of a constructive opposition in Parliament to hold the government accountable. CPN-UML lawmaker Padma Arial has said her party support the new government will be on the basis of its merits. The hearing on the writ petition filed at the Supreme Court against the Attorney General's decision to revise and withdraw offences on organised crime and money laundering against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane will continue on Sunday. Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala shared that the hearing will continue on Sunday as the hearing was not completed today. Earlier, a division bench of Supreme Court Justices Sapana Pradhan Malla and Srikanth Portal had ordered the petition to be listed for regular hearing. The National Examination Board Sanotimi has stated that the preparations for this year's Secondary Education Examination SEE, which will begin from the 2nd of April, are progressing rapidly. Tukraj Adhikari, the controller of examinations for Grade 10 at the National Examination Board, said by the 28th of March, question papers, symbol numbers, answer sheets and other necessary materials will be delivered to all districts. A total of 512,421 students will take this year's SEE, including 257,613 females, 254,801 males, and 7 others. Additionally, 23 students from Japan will also sit for the exam. For this year's SEE, 1,966 examination centers have been set nationwide, with around 12,500 security security personnel deployed to ensure safe and orderly exams. Authorities said all preparations are being coordinated with central and district-level committees. The exams will be held from the 2nd of April to the 12th of April, starting at 8 a.m. each day. Due to the March 5th House of Representatives election, the exams were delayed by 2 weeks. Results are expected in the third week of Asar. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हर एक टिप को लागी सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाउ कनेक्टेड रहस इन्टरनेट मा सब गर्नुस
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. CPNUML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has urged lawmakers from his party to work with determination for the country and its people despite recent election results. Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Oli instructed parliamentarians in both the House of Representatives and National Assembly to prioritize public interest and nation building. Oli also highlighted his past contributions and encouraged them to further strengthen the country's path toward prosperity. Listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin, now on to some international news update. At least 24 people have died in central Bangladesh after a bus plunged into the Padma River. Al Jazeera cited officials on Thursday as saying the bus, which was carrying 40 passengers, lost control on Wednesday as it approached a ferry at Dauladia in Rajbari district, about 100 km from Dhaka. Fire service official Talha bin Qasim said rescuers recovered 22 bodies from inside the submerged bus, including 5 children, 11 women and 6 men. He said 2 more women died later after being rescued. According to emergency workers, the overturned bus sank nearly 9 meters into the river. 4 fire service units and 10 drivers led a search and rescue efforts supported by the army, police, coast guard and local authorities. Officials fear more passengers may still be missing. Israel says it has killed the commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps IRGC's Navy, Alireza Tangsiri. The BBC cited Defense Minister Israel Katz as saying Tangsiri was directly responsible for the terrorist attack of bombing and blocking the Strait of Hormuz and has been blown up. He adds that a number of other senior Navy command officials have also been killed. However, Iran has not yet commented. Tangsiri was appointed as the commander of the Navy of the IRGC in 2018. Previously, he had served as the deputy commander of the IRGC Navy from 2010. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan regions while partly cloudy in the hilly and Tarai regions. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces as well as in the remaining Himalayan regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Senior leader Balendra Shah selected as the parliamentary party leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. Newly elected members of the House of Representatives, Nepal, take oath of office and secrecy, and dozens dead in Bangladesh as passenger bus plunges into Padma River. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.